Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Shlishi, Erev Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, the 29th day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, we are grateful and always appreciate the support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Menachem Goldberger, Mora D'Asra of Congregation Tiferes Yisrael in Baltimore, Maryland, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Goldberger slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chav, Chav Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130, which will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude our call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Goldberger to learn more about his community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldberger.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, for inviting me to be on board with the OU Tehillim call. I look forward to meeting you in person, Bezras Hashem. And I want to take the opportunity to wish bracha v'hatzlacha to my dear friend and colleague of many years, Rabbi Moshe Hauer, on his new position as the Executive Vice President of the OU. This past week, we read Parshas Matos Maaseh, and in Parshas Maaseh, we read about the Membeis Masaos, the 42 journeys the Jewish people took through the Midbar with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Baal Shem Tov teaches us that these 42 journeys take place within the life of each and every Jew. We all have them from the moment we're born until the time we leave this world. 42 journeys, 42 chapters of life, to make the most of them. Hashem Yisborach spoke to the very first Jew, Avraham Avinu, our patriarch, Abraham. And the very first words that he said to him were really about a journey, Lech Lecha, go forth, go on a journey. What is the meaning of the word Lecha? The Malbim says Lech Lecha means go to become yourself, Lech Lecha. The purpose of a journey is to become oneself. That would mean that as we journey through life, we're gradually, step by step, becoming ourselves. Right now, we're in the period of time in the Jewish calendar called Bein HaMetzorim, the 3 weeks. From Shiva Esrei B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, until Tisha B'Av. We're also in the midst of a difficult and challenging time, the pandemic that we're all experiencing. What is the journey of Bein HaMetzorim? The journey of these 3 weeks is the journey of the Golus of the Jewish people, the journey of exile of Klal Yisrael. But we mustn't think that because times are difficult and challenging that we can't find Hashem. On the contrary, every journey in life is meant to help us connect to Hashem and to find Hashem. Whether it's a journey of joy or a journey of sadness, the objective, the goal, is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The great Maggid of Mezerich, Zuchus HaYogen Aleinu, he said about this time, this Bein HaMetzorim time, quoting a pasuk in Eicha, the Book of Lamentations, Koroseha Hisiguha Bein HaMetzorim. All those who chased her, reached her, captured her between the narrow places, difficult times. Yet the Maggid said, look at it a little differently. Kol Rodfeha could be read as Kol Rodfei Hashem. All those who pursue Hashem. Hisiguha, Hisigu Hashem, found Hashem, Bein HaMetzorim, in the narrow places. There's always a time to build our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to talk about that and illustrate that in two different brief stories. It's about a journey. It's about trying to become ourselves. The Piasetzner Rebbe was a great tzaddik who lived in pre-Holocaust Europe into the Warsaw Ghetto and then perished in Treblinka at the hands of the Nazis, Yimach Shema. He has many sforim, many beautiful and holy books, but he also left behind a diary that he wrote to himself. And it says in his diary, when he reached age 40, he said, "What would I like to accomplish or to do on my 40th birthday?" And he says, "Perhaps I should learn Torah more." And then he says, "No, it appears to me I learn Torah as much as possible." Then he says, "Perhaps I should conquer my Yetzer Hara more." And he says, "No, it appears to me that I conquer that as much as possible." So what is left? What's left is Tzayin Ayid Lihiyos Yehudi, to be a Jew. I would like to be a Jew. Now, wasn't he Jewish? He was a Rebbe. He was a great man. What did he mean by that? Of course, I don't know for sure. But what it means to me is this. To be a Jew means to internalize the Torah. It's one thing to learn Torah, to study Torah, a beautiful thing, but we must internalize the Torah that we learn so it becomes us, part of who we are, and that's the purpose of our journeys. The next story is about the Chidushei Harim, the first Ger Rebbe who lived in the 1800s. One time he was sitting, and he noticed a chassid was simply staring at him. And he looked up and he said to the chassid, "Why are you staring at me?" And the chassid said, "Rebbe, I saw in the great Torah commentary called the Or HaChaim HaKadosh that if you look at a tzaddik, if you look at a righteous person, that you can receive the kedusha, the holiness of that tzaddik. So therefore, Rebbe, I'm looking at you, the tzaddik, so I can be mekabel, I can receive from some of your holiness." The Rebbe said to him, "My dear friend, the pasuk says in the Navi, the verse says in the prophets, 'V'amech kulam tzaddikim,' all the Jewish people are tzaddikim, are righteous. That means you too are a tzaddik. You don't need to look at me. Look within yourself to find the tzaddik." It's my bracha and our tefillah that for all of us, these times of Bein HaMetzorim, this time of the pandemic, will be one of those steps of the great journey of life, and the step where we find true closeness and connection to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ken Yehi Ratzon. Based on the program now, it's my understanding from Rabbi Herman that we'll be saying three kapitlos of Tehillim, three chapters of Tehillim. We're going to say 20, 27, and 130. Chaf, Chaf Zion, and Kuf Lamed, and I'll say them pasuk by pasuk. Tehillim Chaf, 20. Lamanatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancho Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevuch Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezrucha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka. Yizkar kol minchosecha, v'lasucha yidash nesela. Yitain lucha chilvavecha, v'chol atzosucha yimalei, neranina bishua secha. V'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai, kom yishalosecha. Ato yodati, ki hoshi Adonai mishichoi, yanehu mishmei kacho, b'gvuros yesha yiminoi. Eile v'recha, v'eile v'asusim, v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heimo koru v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'anisodot. Adonai Hoshiya, HaMelech Yaneinu, V'yom Ekareinu. Tehillim, Chaf Zion, 27. V'David Adonai Oriv Yishi Mimira, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Echad, Bikrov Alay Mereim, Lechol Es Sarai Voyavili Hemachashlu Vinafalu Imtachane Alai Machane Lo Yiralibi Imtakum Alai Milchama Bezorsani Voiteyach Achashoalti Mesadunoi Osoavakesh Shifti Vivesadunoi Koyame Chayai Lachzos Benon Adunoi Ulavaker Vehecholo Kitzaneni Besukoi Biomra Oyas Tireni Besesera Holo Betsu Yerom Vemeni Vatayarum Roshi Al Oyavai Savivosai Viazbucha Vioholo Zivchesrua Ashira Vazamra Ladonoi Shema Adoni Koliakra Vifaneini Vaneini L'cho amai libi, bakshu fanoi, es ponecho adonoi abakesh. Al taster ponecho mimeni, al tat biaf avdecho. Ezra si hoyiso, al titcheni vi al tazveni Elohe yishi. Ki avivi mi azavutni, vadonoi yaasveni. Horeni adonoi darkecho, unecheni borach mishor, lama'an shoruroi. Al titneni benefesh tzoroi, ki kamu v'yedeh sheker v'feyach chamos. Lulei he'amanti, leros betuv adonoi beretz chayim, kabil adonoi, chazak v'yametz libecho, v'kaveyel adonoi. Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir ha'ma'alos. Mimama kim krosicho Adonoi, Adonoi shima v'koili, tiyeno aznecha kashuvos v'kol tachanunoi, imavonoi tishmor yo, Adonoi miyamoi, kim choas licho l'ma'an tivorei, ki visi Adonoi ki v'so nafshi, v'lidvaro hocholti, Nafshi l'adonoi mishomrim l'aboiker, shomrim l'aboiker. Yachel Yisroel el adonoi, kim adonoi hachesed, v'harbe imo fidus. V'hu yiptes Yisroel, mikol avonosav. We'll now say Misha Berach for Cholim. And I'm going to pause for about 15 to 20 seconds for everybody to insert the names of Cholim, and then we'll finish off the Misha Berach. Misha Berach, Avasena, Abram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Veleya, Uyuvarech, Virapes, HaCholim. Bavur, Shanim Yispali and Bavuram, Chazar Zer, Kodesh Boruch Hu, Imalei Racham Imaleihem, Lach Liman Raposam, Lach Azikam, Lach Hayosam, Bishar Lem Heiruf, Veshleim Yina Shamayim, L'chol Avirim, L'chol Gideihem, Tzoshol Chol Yisrof, Usay Nefesh, Rufu As Haguf, Hashto Bagala, Uvizman Korif, Ben Omar, Amen. And now we conclude our tefillos with Achenu. And I would like to sing it. Whoever would like to join me in the privacy of your own home, please feel free to do so. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael. Hanisunim batzara, batzara uvashivyam, amedim bein bayam, uvein bayavosho.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldberger. I was hoping we were going to break into the Baltimore room again. As we transition into the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and your wonderful community doing?
Baruch Hashem, we are doing well, thank you. And I'll give you a little history about our community. My wife and I, Rebbetzin Bracha, came to Baltimore in 1986. We're from Denver, Colorado. And we came to a group of 12 families to found a shul here to Tiferes Yisroel. We have 145 families. Over 40 families from our shul have made aliyah over the years, Baruch Hashem. And our shul was founded on community, to share life together, ruach, to have spirit together, warmth, when a person comes into a shul, to feel it's a friendly place, a place where they're welcome, Torah relevance, that the meaning and the messages of Torah apply to our everyday lives, and spiritual depth, because we all need meaning in our life, and the Torah provides us with the greatest possible meaning.
Wow. Rabbi Goldberg, could you speak a little bit more, expand about the families who made Aliyah, what perhaps was the underlying momentum that pushed them forward?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. Some people have always had in mind that that's the place where they want to be, Eretz Yisroel. Earlier on in our shul, we took two trips. We guided two trips to Eretz Yisroel, and many people came on those trips. They were wonderful, fantastic, meaningful, and several people were really inspired by those. I speak about Eretz Yisroel, Kedushas Eretz Yisroel, being in Eretz Yisroel, and for some people, really lights a spark, and they make the move, and Baruch Hashem, there they are.
Remarkable. Unbelievable. Rabbi Goldberger, you just spoke earlier, a moment ago, about a community that is growing on fire, and how Torah is intrinsic, really, in everything that's involved with the community. Could you speak specifically, perhaps, to growth during this ongoing pandemic, and how you feel your Balabatim and your community have grown as a result of the COVID-19?
Sure. I think that the pandemic has really brought about two basic forces within a person. One is inward, panemius, and the other is outward, toward other people. In terms of inward, you know, there we were several months davening in our homes, in our living rooms, with our family, not in our shuls. And I felt that, not that we know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind, but in terms of, in a practical level, what it meant to us is that here's an opportunity to daven with our family, to daven with our mishpacha, to say l'chazodi with our wife, our children, in our own home. And that's turning inward. Many places that were available to people were no longer available, so we had to go inside. And I think that's the message of building our inner relationship with Hashem. And then there's outward, because there are so many challenges and people who have brand new needs or an accentuation of previous needs, and they need help, they need support, they need a lot of chizuk during this time. Reaching out to them, helping them, trying to be there for them, of course, in safe ways, is a way of going outward and actualizing the journey of COVID-19. A quick story was told to me by my sister, who lives in Muncie, that there's somebody who they knew who was in the hospital in New York during the midst of the pandemic, with so many people unfortunately passing away and horribly sick. And someone was in the hospital, no one was coming into the room, including very few visits from a doctor or a nurse, no visitors, completely alone, and there was a roommate. And this person was so sick that he could barely eat, but he managed to get himself to eat, and that kind of kept his strength, and he survived. But he saw that his roommate on the other side of the room was not even able to eat. He couldn't lift up his food to eat, and he was sitting there starving. So what this guy did, what this man did, is he dragged himself to the other side of the room and fed his roommate time and time again until he gained strength, and thank God they both survived.
An incredible story. Wow. Let's end with, if you could share with us where your community currently is at the moment in terms of those communities are in a phase of partial opening, or are you currently dominating inside the shul, outside, and is there any anticipation of anything changing in the near future?
Okay, so we follow the regulations of Baltimore City, where our shul is. For many months, we were davening at home. All the shuls in Baltimore were closed. And it's a community, so people follow the lead of the Rabbanim, and the Rabbanim closed down the shuls for the entire community. Then we began outdoor minyanim about a month ago. That's still happening for some people who prefer that. And then about 2.5-3 weeks ago, Baltimore City opened up to one more phase, and religious services were allowed inside. So we moved inside the shul, and we're davening. Everybody has a face mask on, and there's social distancing in the shul. Those are the rules, and the rules are being followed very carefully. So, yes, we are inside, but following the regulations. It's nice to be in shul, but, of course, it's not the same as it was, and we're all just working through this and hoping for the best.
Absolutely. And as we share frequently on these calls here, until everyone is able to come back to shul, the children and the elderly and anyone who would really be at risk of being around others, we're really not fully back until we're all back together. Rabbi Goldberger, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all the Klal Yisrael, our thoughts and our tefillot are with you, your community, and really the entire world for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered to the Tova. May the Rabbonish Olam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh, Menachem Av, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Daniel Buskila of the Westwood Village Synagogue in Los Angeles, California. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.